Sometimes it's the sound of bacon frying. Sometimes it's hissing, like air out of a popped tire. Or it's conveyor belts or rough ocean waves. On Sal Gentile's worst days, it's a combination of these things. A cacophony of sounds within his head.
I was scared. I was devastated. I had no idea what was going on. That's basically very frightening.
Gentile suffers from tinnitus.
Tinnitus is the phantom perception of a sound that does not exist in the outside world, but is created by structures inside the human body.
That's Dr. K. Paul Boyev.
And I'm associate professor at the Department of Otolaryngology Head and Neck Surgery at University of South Florida.
He says there are two types of tinnitus with different causes.
They can be either sounds that are created by vascular structures such as blood moving through blood vessels. And then there are sounds that originate within your nervous system, usually within the auditory pathways that process sound.
Gentile suffers from the latter, and experts say 15% of the population has some sort of tinnitus.
That can be close to 60 million people.
Gentile was out for his birthday at a noisy restaurant more than a year ago when he says he first started hearing strange noises.
When I came home, I had all these sounds coming out of my ear. I was clueless as to what this was. The next morning, when I woke, I had four different noises coming out of my left ear.
Gentile was diagnosed with tinnitus. He thinks his was most likely caused by hearing loss. Other causes are neurological damage from loud noises or certain medications. Dr. Boyev says it's extremely common in veterans.
The number one and number two disability compensations for veterans are tinnitus and hearing loss.
It costs upwards of $1 billion a year in compensation for the Department of Veteran Affairs.
It's a very noisy job. You know, there's explosions. Military are sitting ducks in a lot of situations for noise-induced hearing loss.
Gentile, a veteran, copes with his tinnitus by listening to white noise while at the gym.
The sound is very soothing to me.
He avoids noisy places, and he never sleeps in silence.
This is my sound machine that I use at night to sleep with. There's a variety of eight different sounds on it, everything from oceans, that's a wonderful noise, to rainforests, to waterfalls.
Realizing his tactics could work for others suffering from tinnitus, Gentile recently started a meetup group on the University of South Florida campus. He says so far, it's been a success, with the number of people growing with every meeting.
I think part of the problem also is people don't, they know there's no cure for it, and they don't know where to go, so they just live with it as best as they can.
Something Gentile says he's mastered.
I was able, over time, to just put the noise to the side of my brain and find my own way of healing myself.
And he hopes everyone at the meetup group will be able to do so too. For Healthy State, I'm Sarah Pusateri.